last segment of the show. Then everybody is dismissed. On the break, Deuce recording artist Stephen Parker with his single Carry the One, and Julia Greeling with her single He Said. I don't know why it skipped. Maybe it's our thing. Maybe it's not. I don't know. Anyway, two new tunes, two deucemusic.com recording artists. Go to deucemusic.com. Learn more about them. Stephen Parker and Julia Grayling. We've played Julia before. Let's do some Scambusters because it's what all the kids demand.
Yes.
Yes. Last week, Annie was writing to President Mr. Obama Man. Obama Man.
Mr. Obama Man.
Obama Man. My man.
Obama Man.
Obama Man. My man. So we'll do play a little Scambusters. What, Pip? Will the categories be tonight?
Oh, here we go. Okay, well, of course.
What the hell is going on over there? Sounds like the kitty found the naughty spot.
I could, too easy.
Okay, you guys go on without me.
It sounds like we might have to.
So, the first category is Mr. Devin. The second category is fucking liar. And the third category is you kill me.
Okay, I'm going to go with seven Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to go with, what was the second one? I'm sorry.
Fucking liar.
I'm going to go.
He is not. He's a lot of things, but.
I'm going to go with eight of those.
Oh, wow. You're all into nature.
Yeah, well, she was on a roll last week. And what was the third one?
You kill me.
I would put in two for those two.
Wow! Alrighty.
Look at Pip.
Okay, well, this girl is four Mr. Davins, two fucking liars, and one you kill me.
Okay.
And Lisa says four Mr. Davins, two fucking liars, and no, you kill me.
Okay.
And Tom says four Mr. Davins, two fucking liars, and zero, you kill me. Yeah. Oh, my God. The three of them almost voted identical.
They're meeting.
I'm going to go with five Mr. Davins, three fucking liars, and one, you kill me.
All right. Shall we play the feud?
We play the game.
Yes.
All right. Mr. Davin!
One off the bat.
This is June 29, 2014, by the way. Continue. Mr. Davin, please read what I found. I want to tell you that there are many scams from the Philippines. PZ, read the news. I think she means please. Or John Peasy.
Funny.
I did tell you.
I was doing something. That's why Peasy. Yeah.
Let me get my puppet out to read the news.
Sorry, inside but funny. Yeah. Yes.
I did tell you. I forgot how I do it. How do I do it?
You.
No, it's me, not you. That's why.
Don't scold me because you don't forget how you do you.
I didn't forget. I did not forget.
All right.
Who's on first? I did tell you that the terrorists really raise funds to cause war. About my case. My real scammers called Pedro Simpson as opposed to the fake ones. My real scammers called Pedro Simpson, Jayanthi Marum, who is a Muslim, and that Omar.
She talks like my mother.
She talks like your friends.
And so-and-so, who is black.
Yeah. Was she enjoying that big black nigger cock?
Hey!
Not your mother.
Oh, okay.
She was talking to.
Okay.
I don't know. In your imaginary story. No. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Jayanthi Marum, who is a Muslim. And that Omar is a...
fucking liar.
Pip?
I'm hoping. Fucking liar.
Yeah, you're wrong. Fucking mafia.
Yeah.
Soldier Miller went to Thailand to arrest her, Jayanthi Marum, and sent her to the high court, where they got stoned.
You're guilty, man.
Hey, man. Why don't you chill out and send some money?
Yeah.
Hey, man, can't we all just get along?
They say order in the court. It's a $500 meal order because they got the munchies.
Yeah, they got a Taco Bell and got the Dorito tacos. And sent her to the high court. I want to show you the truth about this. Number one, I like Liz.
She wrote that?
No, I wrote. I said I like Liz, but she wrote I number one. First, Miller said he would return the money to me. But never! He is a...
fucking liar.
Pip?
Fucking asshole.
No, Joe was right. He's a fucking liar.
Nah.
Oh, yay! Well, that's one fucking liar. Yeah.
From U.S. Marines. Number two, he loves Rita, but lies to me saying he loves me. In fact, I did know it well. He is a...
fucking asshole.
Pip?
Fucking asshole.
Fucking liar.
No.
Ooh, two.
Two fucking liars.
Dos. Dos in Spanish.
My scammers, Pedro, Jantri, and Omar, called me many times before. I did not pick up the phone calls, and they tried to trace me and threatened me. Pedro and Jantri are using Asian English. Oh, so.
That's what we've been reading for the past 2 years.
Apparently, Anne gets to go, this is horseshit.
Yeah, really. And when it's coming from Anne, who writes the stuff herself as the expert on this, the only thing she is.
Omar is very good at English. I did know it. Can't explain it, but I did know it.
Of course. Well, how would she know?
The way they speak is totally different for Brown Cotton, because Brown traced my scammers, and he warned me not to reply to anyone. That doesn't make sense, but why would it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Brown Cotton is a real IC3 man. This is the truth.
Of course. Oh, God.
About number four, about Miller falling for Rita. You can read the conversations. All I want to say is Miller is
a fucking liar.
Pip?
A fucking liar.
An asshole. Why do you guys have to say fuck so much? Not, that's a little much.
I guess we can't be on stage in Michigan Eagles Club.
I don't know why you had to say fuck so much. The vulgarity. Yeah.
You dress like a clown and curse. Shut your face. And you yell at people that are trying to give you a hand that know how to load shit, but you yell at them anyway.
But Joe doesn't hold a grudge.
No.
Miller is an asshole. I do not love him, and I have a man now. This is news. She's got a man.
Yeah.
This is the truth. Number five. These people are online 24 hours, and I can tell you the truth. I am waiting for Miller's killing himself. Waiting for the phone by that non-existent call to come.
Really?
In fact, he is a coward, so he never kills himself. Pussy. Do it. Do it. Number six, this scam gets involved in terror activities, but you do not take any actions at all. Let me ring up Al-Qaeda and see if I can work something out.
What do you think, I work for SEAL Team 6?
I don't know. Apparently, I'm lax.
Yeah.
Damn it all, Red.
Mm.
Notice, the Taliban is no longer the monolithic structure it once was, and a new younger generation of insurgents, particularly those fighting in the allied Haqqani network, may not be willing to stop the war.
I love the way she goes into this crazy gibberish, then stops to give up-to-date facts.
It's all up-to-date facts to her.
Yeah, but still, but yeah, that's really. Very concise. You know, she with this concise assessment, I mean, she's not stupid. She's crazy. She's a very educated. She's very educated in what's going on in the world, except hers.
In her own little world, all bets are off. This is a conversation between Anne and Miller.
Mm-hmm.
I am not your love, Miller goes. I got an accent. That's why I am here. I will leave here soon. In 1 month, I am completing my duty now. I never talk to Rita again. Please, believe me, Anne. Anne says, that is your problem. Miller goes, both of us have come a very long way. Anne goes, do not tell me anything. Sorry. Miller goes, why you want to do this to me now? Anne goes, no more interest. Miller goes, please, I love you. Anne goes, no more.
He just said he wasn't in love.
No, with Rita.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
No, he loves Anne.
Okay, he loves money.
Anne's not hearing this.
Yeah.
Rita's all tapped out.
Right.
Anne goes, no more. Miller goes, I am still interested, please. Anne goes, I am not. Sorry. Never bother me. Hit the road, jerk.
Don't you come back no more, no more, no more.
Take some money.
That's a good tune.
Miller goes, you promised me. Anne goes, never. I did tell you. Miller goes, yes, I can show you the chat. I hate when people break their words. Anne goes, since the day you asked me to pay. And then this is from September 21st, 2013, this conversation. I guess that's when it's all taking place because it continues. Never! That is your problem. I never asked you to pay me anything, says Miller. Why are you doing this to me? Pay what? Anne says, never come to me. I will block you out forever. Please return the money to me. Miller goes, how much? Anne goes, I can send you all. I owe my company over 1 million Japanese yen. They come to me to collect the money I have. That is all to pay for your gold bars. Return the money to me. Fuck off. I don't know if I would have followed fuck off after you want your money back.
Well, I'd like to say that to the cable company when they're looking for their payment.
They're coming on Tuesday, Joe. They'll fix everything. So Anne goes, so leave me forever. Miller goes, let me get it. Anne goes, leave me forever. Miller goes, I will not. In all caps, I love you. Anne goes, I'm not interested in you.
Hmm. Tough to get.
Yeah, sure.
By the way, 1 million Japanese yen is about $97,000.
Wow.
Wow. Look at you knowing shit.
No, Google knows everything.
I was giving you credit, Pip. I didn't think you were the fucking exchange rate.
She's lucky that the yen has dropped against the dollar. A couple of years ago, it would be over $100,000.
This is a couple of years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's true, but still, the yen, well, you know.
Really? You want to go back in time to the actual date for what the trades were?
No,
because
when you're a musician, you buy equipment. Most of the equipment's made in Japan, so there are some years that it's very, very expensive because the yen is worth more value than the dollar is.
Swing and a miss. And goes.
I wasn't going for a joke.
I could tell, but some of your jokes land the same way.
But, oh, yeah, yeah. You land the same way. Keep reading.
I'm trying to. Right. But you're giving an expose why shit costs so much at Sam Gash. I almost said
Sam
Goody.
Stupid.
I got Sam Gash.
I heard you. Yeah.
I'd be a great
asshole.
Porn star.
Really? You're going to show me up? Really? Really?
Sam Gash. That'd be a great porn star.
Sam Gash.
Just pull to the old porn drive.
Yeah, right. A drive in. Slow down.
Yeah, I should just let you ramble
slow
on.
Slow down.
Collect myself.
Yeah, yeah, before you ramble on.
Thank God Pip's not here to contribute.
Like two old men in a rocking chair.
And Pip has nothing. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. I just wasn't used to you being silent and not bringing the show down like Joe and I are right now.
We don't need your help.
I'm just leaving you guys do it.
We can create our own shitstorm. We don't need you, Missy. Yeah. You and your ear infections.
Yeah. Busting each other's balls that we can't read while we mumble at each other.
Yeah,
yeah, really? Really?
We don't need you to suck.
Yeah. Yeah, we need somebody to be good.
Let's see. Anne goes, I did tell you. Miller goes, yes, you are. I cannot leave you for no man. What?
Hmm.
I don't know why I don't understand. I cannot leave you for no man?
I don't understand that.
Well, maybe because she has a man?
And this is Anne writing?
No, this was Miller writing.
I guess?
I cannot leave you for no man. I don't know.
I don't know what the hell they're doing.
I don't know.
Okay.
Anne goes, I just want my money. Miller goes, I will kill myself. Anne goes, your lover Rita will continue to bother me. Miller goes, never. Anne goes, maybe using different names. Miller goes, she's never my lover. Anne goes, I do not want to listen to you. Sorry. Miller goes, she is not real human. Apparently, Rita was a blow-up doll. I don't know.
She says she's not a real human.
No, Miller said that. Miller said she's not a real human.
I wonder what he means by that.
What does he mean by that?
I don't know. These scammers work in mysterious ways. Anne goes, that's not my problem. I cannot go to Facebook account. Fuck you. All of this. Miller goes, maybe they hacked it. Anne goes, I will shut down everything. I did prove the truth. The war will happen soon. In Russia. In 3 years. It is truth. A man, a Trump, a Putin. No, that's not in here.
Yeah, don't tell Obama that.
It is truth. I have no idea if Melvin listens to me. Miller goes, he does. He has traveled to Russia today.
Quick thinking.
Yeah, sure.
Melvin, he's on a plane to Russia today.
Well, maybe I should stay. Anne goes, what I said is real. All of this is from the Talibans. How ironic. UN is stupid.
Trump feels the same way.
Yes, he does. Just go home. I hate the war. I do this for the next generations, not for me. Many anti-scam sites love my theory. Do they?
Yeah, especially one show in particular.
Big fan of your work.
Yeah,
first time, long time.
Yeah. This is a good portion of our show.
Wow. I cannot believe this. They thought me as a scammer. Interpol must do something. Where is Eric Bohr? Where is Green? Miller goes, he is in South Korea. And he goes, Green? And Miller goes, and Bohr.
I like the way he's got everybody's itinerary.
Sure.
He's in Chicago. He's in Detroit. He's over in Japan.
Miller's a hub. And goes, Eric Bohr also? Why? Miller goes, yes. Miller goes, to keep North Korea away from South Korea.
He didn't write that.
He did.
What is he in the DMZ?
That's what he's working. Hey, you guys.
Stop.
Separate, guys.
Stop.
Guys, it's getting a little extreme. Settle down.
Settle down.
Let's all have some rice.
Yeah.
Don't we listen to Eric Bohr.
Different ends of the classroom.
He's in the DMZ walking along and stop. Stop.
Stop right there. And there are many scammers there. And Miller goes, and also burst scammers.
Burst scammers?
I think he meant bust.
What?
Burst.
What's bust scammers?
Well, I don't know, but it makes more sense than burst scammers.
Okay.
And goes Kim. I think Kim Jong-un. Mm. And goes Kim. North Korea. Brown? Where is he? Miller goes, still in jail. He couldn't get a flight.
I like how she's on first name term with him. Yeah. Kim!
She's got it all covered. And goes, Brown? Miller goes, is in Malaysia. And goes, why? Miller goes, he'll be arresting lots of scammers there. He's like a fucking superhero.
I know.
These guys are like the Avengers.
Oh, jeez. I like to see the credit card bill for all the flights.
Yeah, don't worry, Ann will pay for it.
Yeah. Funny.
Ann goes, so he's dealing with the scammers? He arrested Omar? He told me. Miller goes, yes. Ann goes, he is mafia. Omar. Miller goes, they are going to high Supreme Court. Ann goes, he can only speak English very well. Ann goes, Omar.
Well, yeah, right, exactly, Pip. I can only speak English very well.
Miller goes, I'm so sorry. We only accept crappy English here.
Yeah, right.
Miller goes, another woman is good at English. He was born in UK. Ann goes, Omar. Miller goes, yes, but he is Arab. Criminal. Ann goes, I think he also gets involved in Jimmy. He is black mafia. Miller goes, yes. Miller's like, you know what? She's buying this horse shit. Yeah. Whatever you say. Whatever you say there, sweet kids. Ann goes, there are two Omars. One is not good at English. Miller goes, Omar Fluchter. Ann goes, yes. Miller goes, good. He hacked bank. I think Maybank. Miller goes, he will serve about 55 years, Willie. Ann goes, he hacked Maybank. How about that woman? Pretends to be Eon Bank. Clerk. Miller goes, she will go about 40 years. Barely, he's an expert in international law. He's got it all covered, this one. She will go about 40 years. Ann goes, her English is good. So damn it good.
So damn it good.
So damn it good. Wish your English was damn it good, Joe.
Yeah.
Ann goes, she knows money laundering. Miller goes, yes. They plan to kill Jimmy with that Thai woman. I guess so. It is sad. My scammers are black mafias with big black cocks. No, that's not that. And they know money laundering. I am maybe the first person who called FBI and sent mail to Interpol 2 years ago. Are you? You're the first one, Ann. People do not believe me. Please,
that's
return the money to me. And look for a good woman for yourself. It is right time to leave everything. Miller goes, no, I can leave you. I just have to kill myself, Ann.
Well, we'll get around to it. Yeah, I like the way she says, give me my money, and then find yourself a nice girl. She turns into a Jewish mother halfway through.
Matchmaker, send me my funds. Find you a Yenta. We'll go on the run.
Matchmaker, send me my cash.
I'll fix you up with a nice girl. Have you heard of Sam Cash?
Funny.
See, I pulled it out. I called it back there, Joe. I made it all worthwhile. 10 minutes later, I'll make shit funny.
Yes.
Miller goes, I just have to kill myself, Ann. Ann goes, where are you now? Doing what? Miller goes, in the office, talking to you. What are you wearing? No. Yeah. Ann goes, in the office? UN office? Miller goes, at the base. Yes. Ann goes, UN is corrupted. Miller goes, no. They are not. Ban Ki-mo. But that's the real guy.
Ban Ki-mo, yeah.
That's the real guy. Yeah. How did he get involved with this shit? But Melvin Santos was... Yeah. Maybe all along he really was just the secretary. Maybe he was understood. It's the guy who gets fucking coffee.
Yeah, right. Yeah, funny.
Ban Ki-mo. Ann Jackson goes, North Korea. Miller goes, is a Christian. Ann goes, secretary. Miller goes, yes. He is the one that asked them to cut off the 10% transfer charges to 5%. It is too
much. Wait a second. For a second, it didn't sound like they were having a conversation anymore. It sounded like they were just doing word association.
Yeah, it was like a pop quiz.
That's what Miller does.
Yeah.
Ann goes, no one can pay. Fuck off.
Sounds like when the creditors call my house.
She's fucking nuts. Even when they're having a nice conversation, she's a little
bit she's out of her mind. And then, except when she asks you what's going on in current affairs, and then she gives it to you right down to the money in a concise, intelligent way.
Yeah.
So, do you want to stop there or do a little bit more?
Go a couple more pages.
All right. You asked for it.
Just a couple more.
Day 86. All right, please read the news. And she sends me news story. The Philippine military said it was also hunting Abdel Basit Usman, who is also known as the U.S. government's terrorist. Usman had earlier been reported killed in 2010 U.S. drone strike in Pakistan, but new evidence had emerged that he was alive and hiding among the militant community in Mindanao. The Philippines and the United States have linked Usman to the Abu Sayyaf and Jamaa Islamiyya, acknowledged by the international intelligence community as the Southeast Asian arm of Al-Qaeda. So she sends me this and then says, Mr. Davin, it is time for ball. What?
That's only two.
Okay, yeah. I didn't fucking make the guesses. You did. But now it's time for ball busting blue.
Jesus.
The real war will happen soon in 3 years. I did tell you and warn you, but you do not take it very seriously. Then she goes, Boko Haram is being supported by the terrorists, and now he kidnaps schoolgirls and women. Is he a Boko Haram's not a fucking person. Is he a real fighter? No, it's a fucking group, you asshole. It's not one guy.
Also wrote White as Shade of Pale.
A little tardy to allow that. No, that one was a swing and a miss. I don't give a shit what you say. Like a pip trying. He is a mafia. He also supports the black mafias who are running scam on the web around the world. I did tell you the truth that I contacted Miller for the one reason. He reported my research to idiot man Melvin Santos.
He reported my to idiot man Melvin.
Idiot man. Idiot man.
Idiot man.
Idiot man.
Idiot man fights Boko Haram. I think you already read the news. The terrorists raise funds to cause wars everywhere. If you read the world situations and see the scam, you can find something in common. Again, she talks logic. Mm. Time for Damn It All Red.
Oh, jeez.
Notice, the Taliban is no longer the monolithic structure it once was. And a new younger generation. Yeah, we already read that, but that's what. But she sent that again to me, so it still counts. And then she sends another article to me. Iraqi government forces backed by helicopter gunships began an offensive on Saturday to retake the northern city of Tikrit from Sunni Islamist militants while party leaders pursued talks that could end Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's divisive rule. Well, that happened. Politicians in Baghdad and the world powers warned that unless security forces recover cities lost to the jihadi insurgents in tandem with the rapid information of a government that can bring Iraqi's estranged communities together, the country could rip apart along sectarian lines and menace the wider Middle East. She sends me another news story. Seoul, Korea. North Korea fired two short-range Scud missiles in its eastern waters Sunday. A South Korean official said in an apparent test just days after the country tested what is called new precision-guided missiles. A South Korean military official who spoke on condition of anonymity, I got it right for a change.
Yay.
Citing department rules, said the missiles were fired from Wonsan and are presumed to be short-range Scud ballistic missiles.
Well, who's the guy out there? He could tell us. Who went to Korea?
No, that's true. I don't know. Somebody's working on it.
Yeah.
The official added that the military is determining what kind of Scud missiles the projectiles were. South Korean media quoted officials are saying the missiles are presumed to be Scud Sea missiles, the same as ones fired in March. North Korea fired the missiles without designating no-sail zones, which the South Korean military views as provocative. Then she sends me another news story.
Oh, my God. What is she? API all of a sudden?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. API Vay. This is from Baghdad. Iraq said it received the first batch of Sukhoi warplanes from Russia. I read that wrong. Sukhoi. I don't know what the Sukhoi warplanes are from Russia. I don't know. Maybe Don will make a call, find out what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
From Russia, as it pressed a counterattack Sunday against Sunni militants whose offensive threatens to tear the country apart. The arrival of the fighter jets comes with Iraqi forces backed by aerial cover, pushing to retake the militant-held city of Tikrit, and world leaders urging a speed-up of government formation following elections in April. The newly purchased Su-25 ground attack jets are expected to be pressed into service as soon as possible, bolstering Iraq's air power as it combats a sweeping offensive by militants led by the jihadist Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant that has killed more than 1,000 people and sparked a humanitarian crisis with hundreds of thousands displaced. She's talking about ISIS, kids. That's what she's talking about. She's in on it. Yeah.
She's not a dope.
No, this is a few, you know, this was a few years ago. Yeah. She was talking about all this shit. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
That Ann Jackson. But before that, Mr. Davin.
Ah.
Oh, three.
About the woman who brought this to our attention all those many long months ago. She is a
fucking liar.
Pip.
Fucking liar.
Fucking liar it is.
Yay.
Yay.
The A light is on.
saying Green asked her money. She lies because she want to get attention from everyone. This is why she lies. Second, she cannot get Green, and this is why she want to take revenge on me. Don't you see the truth? About Miller and Rita, I do not do anything or ask them any questions. The woman who brought this to our attention can judge the truth and fake. They are adults, but finally they blame me if they do not get them. This is not my problem. Please read the message from Rita. This is the message from Rita. I forwarded to Miller. What the fuck is this?
This is I'm sorry.
If you are a real man with words. I don't know what the fuck this is. But, so then there's... I think we'll stop. What do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think, Pip?
Yeah, all right.
I got to go to Betty Bye, and Pip's ears hurt.
Pip's ears hurt. Her ears hurt?
Yeah.
So what's our takeaway from this?
My takeaway is this. She's very intelligent on world affairs and completely stupid on her own.
Yeah. Yeah.
And knows world affairs, but not her own. Mm-hmm. What, Pip?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it might be that in Europe and Asia they were talking more about these, terrorist groups before America really caught on to it, and that might be, or maybe she really does have her, ear on, political activities and things, but she's just not got that kind of, social intelligence where she can tell when somebody's lying to her.
It seems to be one of the interests of one of her personalities.
Yeah.
So what are our tallies?
Well, we came up short on Mr. Davins this time. There were only three. So the closest that came to that were Lisa, Joe's girl, and Tom, who all guessed four. And then fucking liar, we had three fucking liars, and that was me. I got three.
That a girl.
And then... You Kill Me? We had no You Kill Me's, and that was Lisa and Tom. So the fact that they came the closest with Mr. Davins and You Killed Me, I'm saying Lisa and Tom came the closest to winning tonight.
Your prize? An expose on Big Black Cock.
That's right.
All the big black nigger-loving fucking cock you can ask for. Just repeat it over and over. We'll put it on CD. It'll show up in your house. It's just endless.
It'll show up in your house.
Yes. Endless.
Sound like it's a monster.
It is.
No one all looks. Somebody will hear those phrases you said and will get labeled as a racist show.
Oh, well, any press is good press.
That's true.
Well, I won't call them deplorable. I don't like name calling. Jokes.
Yes.
But yes, we will name it Leviathan and it will show up.
But it's not the big white whale this time.
No, it's not. Oh, let's see. Let's thank some people for allowing this to transpire. Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if a big black penis shows up? If they're ever attacked with one? Of course, we all want that. Spermicide? No. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction and hand-to-hand, Joe.
Yes.
Combat. Not hand to other body parts.
No,
don't be naughty.
But hand-to-hand. Oh. Combat.
Yes, combat. And attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other phallic weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email them at russferdico@yahoo.com. RussFerdico at yahoo.com. We're training from zombie martial arts. You can walk with confidence and not walk dead. And Russ will be in studio next week.
Yes.
So that'll be exciting. Sensei's coming back. And Kevin Israel's coming back. And Joe's going to be here. It's going to be a right-wing sausage fest.
I'm going to read one now.
Yay.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.GenCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. That's www.GenCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old-world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. And there's a great show coming up on October 14th with the very funny Joe Bronzy. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990, or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Next comedy show is October 28th.
Angel's Bakery has been family-owned and operated since 1927, and their Their pita pillow is the heart of your pita, and it has no artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives. Pita pillows come in classic white or whole wheat. In fact, the whole wheat variety provides 52 grams of whole grains in each serving. It's the edible container and is the perfect choice for snacks, dips, and sandwiches. Pita pillows are even the bread of comics. As a comic, it's not always easy for us to eat healthy while we're on the go. With all natural ingredients in the pocket design, pita pillows allow us to do that without having to break out the old slop towel, which I had to do on the way up to the show because I was eating in a regular sandwich. Pita pillows makes it all nice in a little pocket. Eat a delicious sandwich and not worry about making a mess. It is another reason why pita pillows is the bread of comics and should be your bread of choice too. Pita pillows are available in New York at Fairway Shopping Centers, Best Market. You can also order them for delivery at angelbakeries.com. You can learn more at angelbakeries.com as well. And make sure you check out and follow Angel's Bakery on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Pita Pillows for some hysterical content.
And you are struggling tonight.
Holy moly on this one. Yeah, Pita Pillows, the bread of comics.
Pita Pillows, kill yourself already.
Yeah, I know.
You lie. You don't kill yourself. You
and Miller. 10 at night after a full day of the day program, the show, driving up here, and I got to say Pita Pillows.
Yeah, but you've done it every other week.
I know, and it is a great product, delicious, and something I'm going to have because it is the bread of comics, where the only thing that isn't funny is providing you with delicious and healthy pita bread. Check them on out.
The read was kind of funny. Side Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs, comedians, murder mysteries, impersonators, kids' parties, sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Pip, anything?
Nothing.
And you like it.
Big show 89 North in Patchogue this coming Friday the 16th. Going to be Rotgut. We're getting back together again. Also the Clapton Chronicles and the Hendrix Experience with my buddy Joe Cumier in there.
Oh, he renamed it?
I forgot.
Give me Jimmy? I don't know. Give me Jimmy?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, but it's going to be a great night. It's 89 North in Patchogue. It'll be on my Facebook page. If you're out there, come on out. It's going to be a great night of music. And on the 18th, I will be at McGuire's Comedy Club in Bohemia.
Still booking the people are still booking the same way that the old owner booked. Mm. It's the same people all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that works out well for you.
Yeah, new people come in.
New people come in. Says you're there every week. All right. Friday and Saturday, September 16th and 17th, I'll be in Miami, Oklahoma, at the Looney Saloon.
I'm like, yeah.
Nah, I've been there before. It's a good time. At the Looney Saloon at Stables Casino. For tickets, call 918-542-7884, 918-542-7884. And if you happen to be in the Joplin, Missouri TV viewership, I'm going to be doing the morning show on NBC on Friday. So
really?
Maybe you'll see me. Yep.
Are they going to have you on the news program?
Well, hopefully just to chit-chat and hopefully not making news. Hopefully I could stay out of trouble. But, yeah, I don't know. They're going to have me on the news to promote the show. So, I'm flying in there on Thursday evening. I'm getting late. I'm going to miss the Jet game again, which is not such
a bad
thing.
Don't worry. The Jets are going to miss the Jet
game.
Yeah,
all right. Settle down there. And, yeah. So I get in late.
Hey, look. The Giants beat the Cowboys. Not a big, exactly. I know. Yeah, I just beat them, so I'm not going to sit here and.
I'm getting picked up at 5:45 in the morning.
Really?
To do TV and then radio, and then I got two shows that night. The glamour of show
you
business.
Do you go back to sleep after you?
I don't sleep. I won't sleep. I'll just be up.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, at least it's not like you're doing a show and have to go. You know, like it's not tomorrow. You got to edit and do. You know, and get up. And,
I got to write a show. I got stuff I got to do. Mm. Yeah, Friday. Yeah, I got to come up with what we're going to do next week. Mm. You're going to come up with some stories for us. Mm-hmm. Pippa's not going to be here. Right?
I got shit to do.
Got to change the cat litter.
You heard her. She's got shit to do.
Well, with Pip, that right meal really be shit.
She can't be here. She's got shit.
She might be at a specialist. You might want to see it.
I got shit to do.
I got shit to do. I can't be bothered with you. I got shit to do. My ears are bothering me. My ass is bleeding. I got shit to do. Where's Leviathan?
Yeah.
Give me my Leviathan. All right. This has been
fun.
Okay. Go with that.
We had fun. It was a fun show.
It was a fun show. I poured my heart out.
Yes.
I shared my horrific experiences. And once again, I had...
Glad I haven't been on tour for a year.
What'd you say?
Glad I haven't been on tour for a year.
You should do the road more. No, I shouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got witnesses like Trucker Tom.
Yes.
For these things.
Yes.
So, yeah, the glamour. But, let's stop this. Now. So we're going to leave. You're going to do whatever you guys do at this time of night. I don't know. We can't be bothered. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.